worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us to begin with the book of Psalms, Psalm 112, beginning at verse 1. Praise the Lord! How joyful are those who fear the Lord and delight in obeying His commands. Their children will be successful everywhere. An entire generation of godly people will be blessed. They themselves will be wealthy, and their good deeds will last forever. Light shines in the darkness for the godly. They are generous, compassionate, and righteous. Good comes to those who lend money generously and conduct their business fairly. Such people will not be overcome by evil. Those who are righteous will be long remembered. They do not fear bad news. They confidently trust the Lord to care for them. They are confident and fearless and can face their foes triumphantly. They share freely and give generously to those in need. Their good deeds will be remembered forever. They will have influence and honor. The wicked will see this and be infuriated. They will grind their teeth in anger. They will slink away, their hopes thwarted. Verses 1 through 10, Psalm 112. Thank you, Lord, for the wonderful gift, the powerful gift, the blessed gift of your word. Thank you for the opportunity to spend time with you one-on-one every day as we open your word and read and meditate on it. Lord, thank you for the fact that in spite of the fact that you're so busy working with so many people, billions and billions of people, but by your grace and your mercy and your love, you'll spend as much time with us as we will spend with you. Thank you for being a God like that. We love you, we bless you, we praise you, we thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, I ask that you'd open our hearts, open our minds, open our ears to be really attentive to your word. Father, whenever you speak, you bring life. You provide. You make a way for us to thrive in this world. So Father, I just ask that you'd create a hunger in our hearts, a zeal to know more about you, to get to know you more, and to walk more in your ways. Thank you so much, Father. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you for being a part of our listening family. I want to share with you, it's an article and a prayer to all in one. We call it Kingdom Prayers. And I want to encourage you, please email us to get a copy of it. It's a prayer tool that we would encourage you to take time to use and pray through it every single day. It has a number of prayers, but we'd especially, if you don't get to pray all of them, pray at least the prayers, the prayer of Jabez every day. Pray the Ten Commandments for the church and for our nation, and we ask you to do it every day. And pray Psalm 91 as well. But if you can pray through all of them, it doesn't take a real long time. It's a good thing to do just that. The article is entitled Kingdom Prayers. What difference did it make that I prayed today? And what difference did it make what I prayed for? Did it make a difference at all? Allow me to respond. I'm glad you asked. It made and makes all the difference in the world. Because you prayed, and specifically because you prayed certain kingdom kind of prayers, such as the Lord's Prayer, Isaiah's Prayer in Isaiah 6:8, the Prayer of Jabez, Solomon's Prayer for Wisdom, Paul's Prayer in Acts 9:6, etc. These kinds of things will often happen. God will put you on people's hearts who otherwise may not have you on their mind. People may seek you out specifically to ask you for prayer or for wisdom. A unique opportunity for ministry just drops in your lap out of the blue. Opportunities to minister to and bless people come up regularly. These and other miraculous things will happen because you asked. Not only is God willing to answer these kinds of prayers, He's looking for disciples who will pray this way daily, and He will use them to do miraculous things. The following are several prayers that come from based on the Word of God and that are based on Scripture. I would encourage and challenge you to pray them daily. And as you do, God will use you more and more to become a much greater blessing to the world because you asked Him to. The following again are some of the prayers found in the Kingdom Prayers prayer tool. The first one is a prayer for salvation. So if you're listening now and you want to give your life to Christ, today is a good day to pray this prayer from your heart and commit your life to the Lord. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I recognize that I've sinned and done wrong. I repent of all my sins. Forgive me of all the wrong things I've done. I do believe that you died on the cross to pay for all my sins. And I believe that 3 days later you rose from the dead so that I could be saved. Thank you, Lord, for loving me enough to die for me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Become my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. You said in your word that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord Jesus, save me and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. And that was a prayer for salvation. The second prayer is the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name, amen. The third prayer is the prayer of Jabez. Thank you, Lord, for all those that we've lifted up in prayer today, and thank you for all of those that are part of our listening family. Lord, bless each and every one of us. Indeed, expand each of our territories. Place your hand anew upon each of us. Keep us from evil that we may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, amen. The fourth prayer is praying the Ten Commandments. Thank you, Lord, for us as the church, and thank you for us as a nation, and thank you for us as individual believers and the members of our families. Lord, today, help us to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth, and help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. The fifth prayer is a prayer for wisdom, similar to the prayer King Solomon prayed in 1 Kings chapter 3. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, on this day, give me the wisdom to be the person you would have me to be. Help me and guide me by your Holy Spirit to be the best that I can be for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Then the sixth prayer is a prayer similar to the prayer Isaiah prayed in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. Here I am, Lord. I'm available. Send me this day to do your will. Use me today to do many miracles for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. The seventh prayer is a prayer similar to the prayer the Apostle Paul prayed in Acts chapter 9, verse 6. Here I am, Lord. What would you have me to do today? In Jesus' name, amen. The eighth prayer is a prayer similar to the prayer that King Jehoshaphat prayed when he was experiencing a tremendously dangerous crisis. Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Deliver us from this present evil and from the evil one. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, the prayer of King Joseph, a prayer based on what King Jehoshaphat prayed for. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12. The next is praying Psalm 91, and we're encouraging you especially, pray this prayer daily over yourself and over your family every single day. Thank you, Lord, for today. Thank you, Lord, for me and each member of my family. And thank you for all those that are part of our listening family. And thank you for us as the church and as a nation. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side, and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation. No evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We trample underfoot, because we have set our love upon you. Therefore you deliver us. You set us on high, because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Then the 10th prayer is based on Aaron's prayer, his high priestly prayer. Dear Lord, bless each of us and keep each one of us. Lord, make your face to shine upon each and every one of us and be gracious to each one of us. Lord, lift up your countenance upon each and every one of us and give us your peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel and I will bless them. In Jesus' name, amen. Based on Aaron's high priestly prayer found in Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 27. The final prayer is a prayer we'll pray, a husband's prayer, daily prayer for his wife. And of course, obviously, the next one is the prayer the wife can pray for her husband. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the gift my wife Birdie is to me and to our family, to the church, and to the kingdom of God. Lord, bless my wife Birdie today. Indeed, expand her territory. Cause your hand to be mighty upon her. Keep her from evil that she may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, help her this day to be the full blessing to the world you'd have her to be. And help me this day to be the full blessing to her that you'd have, that you'd want me to be. In Jesus' name, fill her day with joy, peace, grace, and encouragement. Help her to walk in your love, your joy, and your peace today. Help her to spend the time in your word and in prayer you would have her to spend today in Jesus' name. Help her this day to put you first in her life. Help her to not make any graven images. Help her to not take your name in vain. Help her to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help her to honor her father and her mother. Help her to value life. Help her to not steal. Help her to not commit adultery. Help her to tell the truth. Help her to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Empower her this day to fulfill all the call of God upon her life in Jesus' name. Help her to live today as the living sacrifice you would have her to be in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. And thank you, Lord, again for the gift my wife is to me and to your kingdom. Dear Lord, bless her and keep her. Dear Lord, make your face to shine brightly upon her and be gracious to her. Lord, lift up your countenance upon her and give her your peace. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, we're praying through the prayers found in the prayer tool found in it. This is an article that's found on the AFA stand. It's entitled Kingdom Prayers. But also, if you'd just like to email us to get a copy, please do. It's a tool, again, called Kingdom Prayers, prayers based on the Word of God that we would encourage you to pray through every day. And as you could tell, it didn't take but just a few minutes to pray through them. But it's wise to pray through all of them every single day. And it doesn't take a real long time, but it's very productive for the building of God's kingdom to do just that in Jesus' name. But keep in mind, if you don't manage to pray all of them, I would at least encourage you to daily pray the prayer of Jabez over your life. Pray the Ten Commandments over your family and yourself, over the church and over our nation. And pray Psalm 91, which is a supernatural weapon for supernatural protection to both bless your physical health and for supernatural protection from the Lord. Because remember, in this crazy, dangerous world, no one can protect you like God can. So we'd encourage you, pray Psalm 91 absolutely every day. But we'd encourage you to pray all those prayers in the Kingdom Prayers prayer tool. My email, joseph@afr.net, to get a copy. Again, joseph@afr.net. We'll be right back.
Do it all you can do. With one word, the mountains move. When you breathe, the dead arise, and the bones come back to life. There is power in this room. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's life. your name that tears down walls. And every enemy will fall. So we will stand and we will fight. That every wrong would be made right. There is power in this room. Oh, I believe where the Spirit of the Lord is. Feels like.
Music from Life Church with Where the Spirit of the Lord Is. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. I'd like to remind our listeners once again, we're encouraging every one of our listeners to prayerfully consider getting one of the Ten Commandments yard signs to the project that's headed up by our brother Charlie Weissong. The website, 10laws.us, again, 10laws.us, tells you how to get one of the Ten Commandments yard signs, but a wonderful witness and a wonderful tool to help disciple the people of your neighborhood. And keep in mind also, our encouragement to you is to pray the Ten Commandments daily for you and your family. Pray it for the church and for our nation. That's a very fruitful and a very productive thing to do, to pray the Ten Commandments daily for you and your family, for the church, and for our nation. We hope that you'll take the time to start praying that every single day. We pick up now reading through the Word of God in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. David consulted with all his officials, including the generals and captains of his army. Then he addressed the entire assembly of Israel as follows. If you approve, and if it is the will of the Lord our God, let us send messages to all the Israelites throughout the land, including the priests and Levites in their towns and pasture lands. Let us invite them to come and join us. It is time to bring back the Ark of our God, for we neglected it during the reign of Saul. The whole assembly agreed to this, for the people could see it was the right thing to do. So David summoned all Israel from the Shihor Brook of Egypt in the south, all the way to the town of Lebo Hamath in the north, to join in bringing the Ark of God from Kiriath Jearim. Then David and all Israel went to Baalah of Judah, also called Kiriath Jearim, to bring back the Ark of God, which bears the name of the Lord, who is enthroned between the cherubim. They placed the Ark of God on a new cart and brought it from Abinadab's house. Uzzah and Ahio were guiding the cart. David and all Israel were celebrating before God with all their might, singing songs and playing all kinds of musical instruments, lyres, harps, tambourines, cymbals, and trumpets. But when they arrived at the threshing floor of Nacon, the oxen stumbled, and Uzzah reached out his hand to steady the ark. Then the Lord's anger was aroused against Uzzah, and he struck him dead because he had laid his hand on the ark. So Uzzah died there in the presence of God. David was angry because the Lord's anger had burst out against Uzzah. He named that place Perez Uzzah, which means to burst out against Uzzah, as it is still called today. David was now afraid of God, and he asked, "How can I ever bring the Ark of God back into my care?" So David did not move the Ark into the city of David. Instead, he took it to the house of Obed-Edom of Gath. The Ark of God remained there in Obed-Edom's house for 3 months, and the Lord blessed the household of Obed-Edom and everything he owned. 1 Chronicles chapter 14. Then King Hiram of Tyre sent messengers to David, along with cedar timber and stone masons and carpenters to build him a palace. And David realized that the Lord had confirmed him as king over Israel and had greatly blessed his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel. Then David married more wives in Jerusalem, and they had more sons and daughters. These are the names of David's sons who were born in Jerusalem: Shammua, Shobab, Nathan, Solomon, Ibhar, Elishua, Elipelet, Noga, Nepheg, Japhia, Elishama, Eliada, and Eliphelet. When the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, they mobilized all their forces to capture him. But David was told they were coming, so he marched out to meet them. The Philistines arrived and made a raid in the valley of Rephaim. So David asked God, "Should I go out to fight the Philistines? Will you hand them over to me?" The Lord replied, "Yes, go ahead. I will hand them over to you." So David and his troops went up to Baal Perazim and defeated the Philistines there. "God did it," David exclaimed. "He used me to burst through my enemies like a raging flood." So they named that place Baal Perazim, which means "the Lord who bursts through." The Philistines had abandoned their gods there, so David gave orders to burn them. But after a while, the Philistines returned and raided the valley again. And once again, David asked God what to do. "Do not attack them straight on," God replied. "Instead, circle around behind and attack them near the poplar trees. When you hear a sound like marching feet in the tops of the poplar trees, go out and attack. That will be the signal that God is moving ahead of you to strike down the Philistines' army." So David did what God commanded, and they struck down the Philistine army all the way from Gibeon to Gezer. So David's fame spread everywhere, and the Lord caused all the nations to fear David. 1 Chronicles chapter 15. Now David built several buildings for himself in the city of David. He also prepared a place for the Ark of God and set up a special tent for it. Then he commanded, "No one except the Levites may carry the Ark of God. The Lord has chosen them to carry the Ark of the Lord and to serve him forever." Then David summoned all Israel to Jerusalem to bring the Ark of the Lord to the place he had prepared for it. This is the number of the descendants of Aaron, the priests, and the Levites who were called together. From the clan of Kohath, 120. From the clan of Kohath, 120, with Uriel as their leader. From the clan of Merari, 220, with Asaiah as their leader. From the clan of Gershon, 130, with Joel as their leader. From the descendants of Elizaphan, 200, with Shemaiah as their leader. From the descendants of Hebron, 80, with Eliel as their leader. From the descendants of Uziel, 112, with Amminadab as their leader. Then David summoned the priests Zadok and Abiathar, and these Levite leaders: Uriel, Asaiah, Joel, Shemaiah, Eliel, and Amminadab. He said to them, "You are the leaders of the Levite families. You must purify yourselves and all your fellow Levites so you can bring the Ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to the place I have prepared for it. Because you Levites did not carry the Ark the first time, the anger of the Lord our God burst out against us. We failed to ask God how to move it properly." So the priests and the Levites purified themselves in order to bring the Ark of the Lord, the God of Israel, to Jerusalem. Then the Levites carried the Ark of God on their shoulders with its carrying poles, just as the Lord had instructed Moses. David also ordered the Levite leaders to appoint a choir of Levites who were singers and musicians to sing joyful songs to the accompaniment of harps, lyres, and cymbals. So the Levites appointed Heman, son of Joel, along with his fellow Levites, Asaph, son of Berechiah, and Ethan, son of Kushiah, from the clan of Merari. The following men were chosen as their assistants: Zechariah, Jaaziel, and Shemer Amoth, Jehiel, Unai, Eliab, Benaiah, Maaseiah, Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Milkaniah, and the gatekeepers, Obed-Edom and Jael. The musicians, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were chosen to sound the bronze cymbals. Zechariah, Aziel, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Unai, Eliab, Maaseiah, and Benaiah were chosen to play the harps. Mattathiah, Eliphelehu, Mechneahai, Obed-Edom, Jael, and Azaziah were chosen to play the lyres. Kenaniah, the head Levite, was chosen as the choir leader because of his skill. Berechiah and Elkanah were chosen to guard the ark. Shebaniah, Joshaphat, Nethanel, Amasai, Zechariah, Benaiah, and Eleazar, all of whom were priests, were chosen to blow the trumpets as they marched in from the ark of God. Obed-Edom and Jehiah were chosen to guard the ark. Then David and the elders of Israel and the generals of the army went to the house of Obed-Edom to bring the ark of the Lord's covenant up to Jerusalem with a great celebration. And because God was clearly helping the Levites as they carried the ark of the Lord's covenant, they sacrificed seven bulls and seven rams. David was dressed in a robe of fine linen, as were all the Levites who carried the ark, and also the singers, Kenaniah, the choir leader. David was also wearing a priestly garment. So all Israel brought up the ark of the Lord's covenant with shouts of joy, the blowing of ram's horns and trumpets, the crashing of cymbals, and loud playing on harps and lyres. But as the ark of the Lord's covenant entered the city of David, Michal, the daughter of Saul, looked down from her window. When she saw King David skipping about and laughing with joy, she was filled with contempt for him. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. They brought the ark of God and placed it inside the special tent David had prepared for it, and they presented burnt offerings and peace offerings to God. When he had finished his sacrifices, David blessed the people in the name of the Lord. Then he gave to every man and woman in all of Israel a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, and a cake of raisins. David appointed the following Levites to lead the people in worship before the ark of the Lord, to invoke his blessings, to give thanks, and in praise, and to praise the Lord, the God of Israel. Asaph, the leader of this group, sounded the cymbals. Second to him was Zechariah, followed by Jael, Shemiramoth, Jehiel, Mattathiah, Eliab, Benaiah, Obed-Edom, and Jael. They played the harps and lyres. The priests, Benaiah and Jahaziel, played the trumpets regularly before the ark of God's covenant. On that day, David gave to Asaph and his fellow Levites this song of thanksgiving to the Lord. Give thanks to the Lord and proclaim his greatness. Let the whole world know what he has done. Sing to him, yes, sing his praises. Tell everyone about his wonderful deeds. Exult in his holy name. Rejoice, you who worship the Lord. Search for the Lord and for his strength. Continually seek him. Remember the wonders he has performed, his miracles and the rulings he has given. You children of his servant Israel, you descendants of Jacob, his chosen ones. Verses 1 through 13, 1 Chronicles chapter 16. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're reading through the Word of God. We'll be right back. Music of Planet Shakers with Anthem. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue now reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the New Testament, the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding its shame. Now, he is seated in the place of honor beside God's throne. Think of all the hostility he endured from sinful people. Then you won't become weary and give up. After all, you have not yet given your lives in your struggle against sin. And have you forgotten the encouraging words God spoke to you as his children? He said, "My child, don't make light of the Lord's discipline. And don't give up when he corrects you. For the Lord disciplines those he loves, and he punishes each one he accepts as his child." As you endure this divine discipline, remember that God is treating you as His own children. Whoever heard of a child who is never disciplined by its father? If God doesn't discipline you as He does all His children, it means that you are illegitimate and are not really His children at all. Since we respected our earthly fathers who disciplined us, shouldn't we submit even more to the discipline of the Father of our spirits and live forever? For our earthly fathers disciplined us for a few years, doing the best they knew how. But God's discipline is always good for us, so that we might share in His holiness. No discipline is enjoyable while it is happening. It's painful. But afterward, there will be a peaceful harvest of right living for those who are trained in this way. So take a new grip with your tired hands and strengthen your weak knees. Mark out a straight path for your feet so that those who are weak and lame will not fall, but become strong. Work at living in peace with everyone, and work at living a holy life, for those who are not holy will see the Lord. For those who are not holy will not see the Lord. Look after each other so that none of you fails to receive the grace of God. Watch out that no poisonous root of bitterness grows up to trouble you, corrupting many. Make sure that no one is immoral or godless like Esau, who traded his birthright as the firstborn son for a single meal. You know that afterward, when he wanted his father's blessing, he was rejected. It was too late for repentance, even though he begged with bitter tears. You have not come to a physical mountain, to a place of flaming fire, darkness, gloom, and whirlwind, as the Israelites did at Mount Sinai. For they heard an awesome trumpet blast and a voice so terrible that they begged God to stop speaking. They staggered back under God's command. If even an animal touches the mountain, it must be stoned to death. Moses himself was so frightened at the sight that he said, "I am terrified and trembling." No, you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to countless thousands of angels in a joyful gathering. You have come to the assembly of God's firstborn children, whose names are written in heaven. You have come to God Himself, who is the judge over all things. You have come to the spirits of the righteous ones in heaven, who have now been made perfect. You have come to Jesus, the one who mediates the new covenant between God and people, and to the sprinkled blood, which speaks of forgiveness instead of crying out for vengeance like the blood of Abel. Be careful that you do not refuse to listen to the one who is speaking. For if the people of Israel did not escape when they refused to listen to Moses, the earthly messenger, we will certainly not escape if we reject the one who speaks to us from heaven. When God spoke from Mount Sinai, His voice shook the earth, but now He makes another promise. Once again, I will shake not only the earth, but the heavens also. This means that all of creation will be shaken and removed, so that only unshakable things will remain. Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping Him with holy fear and awe. For our God is a devouring fire. Hebrews chapter 13. Keep on loving each other as brothers and sisters. Don't forget to show hospitality to strangers, for some who have done this have entertained angels without realizing it. Remember those in prison as if you were there yourself. Remember also those being mistreated as if you felt their pain in your own bodies. Give honor to marriage and remain faithful to one another in marriage. God will surely judge people who are immoral and those who commit adultery. Don't love money. Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. So we can say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. So I will have no fear. What can mere people do to me? Remember your leaders who taught you the word of God. Think of all that good that has come from their lives and follow the example of their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So do not be attracted by strange new ideas. Your strength comes from God's grace, not from rules about food, which don't help those who follow them. We have an altar from which the priests in the tabernacle have no right to eat. Under the old system, the high priest brought the blood of animals into the holy place as a sacrifice for sin, and the bodies of the animals were burned outside the camp. So also Jesus suffered and died outside the city gates to make his people holy by means of his own blood. So let us go out to him outside the camp and bear the disgrace he bore. For this world is not our permanent home. We are looking forward to a home yet to come. Therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to his name. And don't forget to do good and to share with those in need. These are the sacrifices that please God. Obey your spiritual leaders and do what they say. They work to watch over your souls, and they are accountable to God. Give them reason to do this with joy and not with sorrow. That would certainly not be for your benefit. Pray for us, for our conscience is clear, and we want to live honorably in everything we do. And especially pray that I will be able to come back to you soon. Now may the God of peace, who brought up from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, and ratified an eternal covenant with his blood, may he equip you with all you need for doing his will. May he produce in you, through the power of Jesus Christ, every good thing that is pleasing to him. All glory to him forever and ever. Amen. I urge you, dear brothers and sisters, to pay attention to what I have written in this brief exhortation. I want you to know that our brother Timothy has been released from jail. If he comes here soon, I will bring him with me to see you. Greet all your leaders and all the believers there. The believers from Italy send you their greetings. May God's grace be with you all. End of Hebrews chapter 13 and end of the book of Hebrews. Thank you once again for your word. Thank you for the opportunity for us to read and meditate on your word. And thank you, Lord, for our prayer lives. Father, bless our study of your word and bless our prayer lives. Indeed, expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, help us to be diligent students of your word, believers that are reading no less than 3 chapters in our Bibles every day. And help us to be believers that are wise enough to help and train our children to read the word of God out loud to us every day. And thus, they too will receive the blessing that comes from being a diligent daily student of your word and receive the grace that pours into their hearts and their lives as they read your word daily as well. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. As we usually do before we end the broadcast, if you are listening today and you know you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you know you're not saved and you've never given your life to Christ, today is a good day, a great day to make that step. Would you now, from your heart, simply pray and commit your life to Christ and be saved? Simply pray this prayer with us if you want to make that step. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so very much. You came into the world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all the wrong things I've ever done. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. You told us in your word, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Lord, right now, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to follow you and live for you all my life. Help me to read my Bible every day. Help me to seek you in prayer every day. Help me to make time to pray daily. And help me to live out your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you gave your life to Christ and prayed that prayer, we want to be in touch with you. We want to connect with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. If you prayed and committed your life to Christ, we want to send to you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. One of those items being the Kingdom Prayers Tool. Also, if you just simply want to receive the Kingdom Prayers Prayer Tool, we're glad to get that to you. Same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get it to you. And any of the other materials that we often will mention, other resource materials, just email us, same email, and request them by name. Again, joseph@afr.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.